Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Rev up those fryers, because I am sure hungry for one.
Greg Hill Show.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
It's
your cool hill man.
The Greg Hill Show.
We're up and out of Greg. Don't worry about that.
Tick, tick, boom.
Starring the biggest foodie on the planet.
To me, food is the most important thing.
White bread is succulent.
Greg Hill.
We're happy to have the Hillman down at Patriot Place. You've been with us since the beginning.
I know. I've heard that clip many times.
Yeah, it's his favorite.
My dad used to listen to you on AAF all the time.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. He was a big guy. I think he was a big Aussie fan.
Yeah, huge.
Yeah.
And Megadeth.
Featuring the Parlay Playboy himself.
This tickles my fanny. Does that matter? Make math? I did not know that.
Wiggy.
If there's a player out there that we feel like can help us, then, you know, and it costs that, then we would consider doing that.
That's Cap.
Joined by Boston's number one linguist.
Criminal mischief and arson
have become this kind of tandem.
Pete Buttigieg.
Courtney Cox.
Don't think Sean Thornton's a guy you want to pick a fight with.
He's lost a couple steps, honestly. and also on the golf course, nowhere near the player that he used to be.
Wow.
Is it your tournament today?
Oh, I didn't get the nod this year.
I don't know. Sick brag, bro.
And accompanied by two big brains behind the glass.
Don't put salmonella with your yams.
I'm on Shime Island.
Talk to me, Daddy.
You are both morons.
Curtis and Shime.
But you're going to make a donation.
Yeah, what I would like to do is I would like to donate $50,000.
Oh, wow. That is unbelievable. Razor?
Yeah. Thanks for bringing me on with Mr. Ernie Bach. I appreciate that. Yeah.
Now,
let's get down to business.
It's time to party.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Good morning.
Good hello, morning, everybody.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Good morning, my neighbors.
On Boston Sports Original.
W-E-E-I. It's on my people.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill. Greg Hill.
Show.
Greg Hill. Show. All right.
Woo. It's go, 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 go time.
Let the games begin.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Tick, tick, boom.
Good morning.
What up, what up?
Well, I'll tell you what's up. It's a Wednesday. I'm correct about that, right? Wednesday. And we are back in the studio. And It's fall-like out of doors, and the Boston Red Sox are racking up losses. That's is that three in a row, Curtis, if I'm keeping track correctly?
That you are. Three in a row since they decided not to pitch Chapman.
Well, you know, during baseball season, especially during August, I never like to get too high or too low.
We got pretty high there for a second. I think that we were talking like we were going to go all the way for about a week or two.
Yeah. Well,
down to reality.
Yeah, we came down a little bit.
If we could leave getting too high to the expert that we have on the show, that would probably be a good
idea.
I ain't
hitting the panic button, though.
You're not worried about
no,
it.
No, because remember how high we were. Yeah. When they made a nice little run. So, yeah. I mean, now they're in a little skid now, so you can't jump off the ship.
Well, I mean, is it a good thing generally to be in a skid before you are facing a division rival on their ball field when things get very important? Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, no, I mean, I don't think that's a good thing.
All right.
They always play the Yankees well, so.
Yeah. So.
All right.
I mean, this year they're 5-1.
I will be optimistic. Am I thinking that they are going to make another massive run before October? No. I think that we got their flash of greatness kind of out of the way, and now we're seeing who this ball club is.
Well, I mean, Curtis has mentioned it multiple times, and he is correct. If you're going to be a wild card team, it is wildly important that you secure home field advantage. And so if you're not going to win these series, win your way out of August into September, then it's going to be difficult to be that. But
those are just lost. Those three straight against those teams, really just the Marlins and the Orioles stink. And now you're off today. You're in the Big Apple getting ready for Thursday. The Red Sox are 5-1. The odds of the Red Sox going like 10-2 or 10-3 against the Yankees are slim. I would say if they split in New York, that would be a victory.
Here's a text on the Subaru of New England text line that says, nothing is more entertaining than listening to you guys buying into the Red Sox every summer and then being disappointed by the Boston Red Sox every summer. It's not every summer. It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been the past 3 years.
It's been a while. But
this year's different.
This team is different.
Yeah, this year's different.
This team can rally.
I would say this. Do you think this team makes the postseason?
Yes.
Okay,
I would be enraged if they somehow blow it and are not a wild card team. Yes.
So the last 3 years, they finished in what, last place?
Correct.
So this year, you're going to make the postseason, and from there,
you're finishing in third place in the division. Wow.
I think when you look at it, you always want to win the division, but the most important thing is getting into the postseason. That is the most important thing in any sport. You want to win your division, but it's about making the playoffs. So if the Patriots don't win the division and they make a postseason, then we'll judge them on that. Same way with the Celtics. If they don't win the conference, we then judge them on what they do in the postseason.
Last year they were 67-70. This year, 67-60.
Mm-hmm.
This year they are 68-59.
Right,
one game better.
So
and
do
we
you
act
think they
like
may,
they're the 27
let me
Yankees.
Let me ask you this question: you think they make the playoffs this year?
I don't know.
Huh?
I think so.
Appreciate the answer.
But they're not. Odds are they will, but I would not bet money on it.
All right. So that is complete. Last year, did they not finish in last place, I believe?
Wiggy, you can say a year is a good year by adding playoff teams every year.
No, but we are talking about whether or not when we were at, I don't know, trade deadline or the beginning of the season, they were what, 10, 11 games behind the Yankees? And we were like, this team's going nowhere. It looks like another last place
but
finish.
But going into the season, Curtis had them going to the World Series.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So I just think that while there have been times where people have been super low on them, and yes, they've proved people wrong, there have been times where people were super high on them, and they haven't lived up to the expectations. So that's where the frustration comes into, I think, for a lot of people. And is it enough to only make the postseason after the last three years of terribleness?
Yes.
You think it's enough?
Well, I don't think it's necessarily enough, but I think
it's enough for Wiggy.
No, I think it's enough for how the season went, right? Yeah, the expectations on this team were high at the beginning of the season. But then as things played out, We were like, with all the Devers drama and everything
right.
else.
Now, so you're going to have the Devers excuse.
No, I'm not going to have it.
You're going to have the Bregman injury excuse.
No, I'm not going to have it.
I can hear them all coming right now.
My point is, like, everybody was beating their chest like a week and a half ago when they were rolling. Everybody was like, they was beating their chest.
Yeah, Greg's right there.
Where everybody, and now all of a sudden they're on a three-game skid, and we've seen this before where they did that. And now it's this team.
But Wiggy, them being in the playoffs has everything to do with people around them getting worse. They're only one game better than they were through 127 games last year.
I understand that, but last year they finished in last place. It's about making the postseason.
I know. I'm just saying. If the record's the same,
so what's the conversation about? So if the record's the same and
it's about the Red Sox,
right?
Right. But I don't get it. Like, if the record,
we keep saying it's different. I'm saying it's not that different.
It's completely different. Last year you did not make the postseason.
Right.
If you make the postseason this year, how is that not completely different?
Because their record's almost identical.
Oh my God! Were they in the playoffs last year?
We've established all of this.
One who said there's nothing better than playoff baseball around Boston.
I agree.
So
I'll be very happy if they're in the playoffs.
If they didn't make the playoffs,
I may get some peanuts.
If they didn't make the playoffs last year,
right.
And they make the playoffs this year, is that different, or am I missing something?
It is different.
Curtis, some respect for those with a nut allergy, please.
I'm sorry, Mackenzie.
Can I speak for Curtis for a second and tell me if I'm wrong? Maybe Curtis doesn't think that just making the postseason is enough for this team.
Right.
There we go.
If they didn't have Walker Buehler and they had Joe Ryan on the bump last night, they win the game.
So that's the difference between the two of you.
Yeah. I don't think if you make the playoffs in the NFC West like the Seahawks did under 500, I don't think they had a better year than the preceding year. Like, it just happened to be that the teams in their division got really bad.
Well, the third L in a row,
yep.
The third consecutive L for the Boston Red Sox. Another one-run loss, by the way, last night.
Small ball.
How many?
I know, Wiggs. Why doesn't Cora take your advice?
Small ball.
How many one-run losses can one team suffer in a Major League Baseball season?
Oh, that's right. Managing that one.
Yeah. So we will talk about that with you all morning long.
28 times.
It's almost like Scheim was manifesting it yesterday. Apparently, worst day ever in the history of football for the offensive line yesterday, so we'll talk about that. In fact, during they said it at 7:20, we will discuss what Will Campbell said after what many are describing as a trash day for that O-line.
Do I believe it, or is there somebody else who's going to come out and tell me it wasn't that bad?
I'm sure.
I don't know what to believe.
You're going
to
hear both. You will hear both perspectives, I'm sure, at some point. So you can talk about that as well. And this is amazing. So we're back in the studio. Unbelievable couple of days at Fenway. 23rd annual WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. And we are still tabulating. But you extraordinarily generous people somehow set at least a new record when it comes to what you gave to this year's Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. At last calculation, last night, somewhere around 11:15 p.m., you had donated over $5.7 million,
wow.
Which is by far the most that has ever been given in 23 years of this extraordinary event. So I think the prior high total when it came to donations, Curtis, was in 2008, and it was $4.9 million. Am I correct about that?
Yes, I saw that last night.
Okay, so as we sit here this morning, and there's still money to be tabulated, still donations coming in, whatever. It's the total is over $5.7 million. And there's no possible way for us to say thank you, to say it as much as we feel it, but you're an incredible group of people. You are the most
generous. I want a recount.
It's unbelievable. It really is.
Great job.
That number is hard to think about. That everybody comes through every single year, but that 5.7 million in two days for such a great cause, it's unbelievable.
No, it's incredible, and it's a testament to how amazing you are as a radio audience and as a NESN television audience and as fans of the Boston Red Sox. So, I, on behalf of everybody involved in that, sincere thanks, and cannot wait to see what that final total is, and we should get that sometime this morning.
And I know I had to go back and forth. He's my older brother, but Ken deserves so much credit, and he's the last guy that walks into a room and says, you know, look at me. I mean, probably good idea by him, but what he did and what he does putting this together, it is a year-round endeavor.
Oh, yep. he has done an incredible job. He was there last night until midnight, sanitizing the set.
Right.
Which is just...
excuse me, social distance, please.
I do think it's odd he said there were a bunch of mail-in donations overnight that arrived.
All right. Leeds coming up in about 10 minutes. They set it at 7:20, and I mentioned that we will hear from Nasty Will Campbell, among others, when it gets to they said it at 7:20.
Nasty.
On this morning's show. News at 7:45. Shime, there is a fellow nerd that is in big trouble this morning.
Uh-oh.
Fellow Pokemon-obsessed card collector is heading to jail. And most likely for his crimes against the Kanto region.
Ooh.
Did I get that right?
You nailed it.
Okay, thank you.
Gen 1, so, well done. Good pull.
We'll get to that news and everything else that is in the news with Courtney at 7:45 this morning. And we're going to play Hill Notes back at 9:20. And it's been a while since we've been able to do that because of more important things. So you can leave a voice note for us on any topic at any time this morning, as long as it is before 9:20 or 9:30, and we will play the best ones back then. And you can leave those voice notes on the Odyssey app. And to get us started this morning, here is Courtney with what is trending.
The Christian Arcan Show, weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Leonard Hair Transplant Associates. The Red Sox drop another to the Orioles, this time in extra innings. 4-3 was your final from Fenway. Now, it looked like Nathaniel Lowe was going to be the hero here after his game-tying two-run homer in the bottom of the ninth, but the Sox just couldn't capitalize on that. Walker Buehler went 4 innings, giving up 2 runs on 4 hits while striking out 4. That score brought to you by the Mass State Lottery. Let's make it the best night ever. Grab your friends, pick your numbers, and celebrate the night with Keno and the Mass State Lottery. You must be 18 years or older to play. So now the Sox turn their attention to the Yankees. They'll kick off their 4-game series in the Bronx tomorrow. The Pats have their last practice before preseason game number 3 with the Giants tomorrow in New Jersey. Drake May and the offense, they looked better than they did on Monday, while still not great, with the O-line really struggling. People that were there said it's time to be worried.
All right.
Ramondre Stevenson was back in a red non-contact jersey, so seems like he is on his way back. The Celtics' sale to Billy Chisholm has been finalized. Chisholm talked to the Globe after the announcement, making one thing clear. He said, quote, "We're not playing for second. We're playing for championships and banners. We're playing for them in the near term. Although we obviously had to do some things to get below the second apron, we're also playing for them in the medium and long term."
Okay. Mm-hmm. So all right. Let's go. A new era.
Yes.
When it comes to ownership of the Boston Celtics.
All right.
Yes.
Chisholm time.
And former Boston Bruins forward Milan Lucic is attempting an NHL comeback. The St. Louis Blues have announced that they have signed him to a professional tryout.
That's good for him. And it seems like on the social medias anyway, his wife is posting a lot about how proud she is of him.
Yep.
So I'm assuming that they have done some tough work.
Right.
And that would be good for him to get them.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates,
from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Opportunity.
It seems like back. He got the help he needed.
Yeah. That's all you can do.
And it's time to step up your hair game and call Dr. Matthew Lopresti at Leonard Hair Transplant Associates, the hair doctor trusted by Dave Portnoy and Tuukka Rask. So change your lettuce and change your life with a free consultation, 1-800-GET-HAIR. That's what's trending. We'll be right back with today's leads.
We are back in the studio after an incredible couple days of the 23rd annual WEEI Ness and Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. And as I said at the start of the show, you set a record. A record number when it comes to donations, well over $5.7 million. And extreme thanks for that. And we will at some point this morning on the show have a final total for you. But that is incredible. This is Cotto from Boston. Hey, Cotto, what's up?
Good morning. How's it going?
Great. How are you?
I'm good. So for a while now, I've had a problem with Elliot Wolf. And also have just had a problem with the way that, like, the Patriots are, you know, being ran or whatever. But there's three players right now that are disgruntled: Micah Parsons, Terry McLaurin, and Hendrickson.
Mm-hmm.
There is no reason that the Patriots shouldn't be in on those three players. Obviously, you know, it'd be great to get one of them.
Yep.
But I've been seeing reports saying that, like, the Patriots think that the asking price for Hendrickson is too much, but you're a team that's coming off of four wins. You're going to have to overpay for stars to come play here. So I just don't understand why they're not in on these players and how they think that they're going to continue to improve without getting good players like this.
Well,
like, it just doesn't make sense.
It's a great question, and there still remains the odd back and forth between who is in charge down there. Elliot Wolf, when he spoke earlier this week, made it a point to say that when it comes to the roster, he gets final say on it. I don't believe that to be true. Elliot Wolf also says that Mike Vrabel has a vision, and that vision is a, you know, and I'm paraphrasing, but it's a long-term vision. And I don't understand why. I agree with Cotto. I don't know where you are, Wiggy. I think I do because you talked about it a lot last couple of days when we weren't talking Jimmy Fund. I agree. Like, if you can get any of those guys, then give them pretty much what they're asking for.
Yeah, I'm with that one all day long, especially a guy like Micah Parsons. But if you're willing to give up a first-round draft pick, can't you get Trey Hendrickson for a first-round draft pick? You probably can get him for less than that, Chime. I would say you probably can get Hendrickson and McLaurin for second-round picks.
Is Elliott Wolf going to be doing the drafting, or at least pretending to do the drafting going forward? If he is, his track record is not that great. So go ahead and give the draft picks away. Like,
Who do you believe, honestly, is the decision-maker down there?
I don't know who the decision-maker is, but the latest reports yesterday...
My favorite craft is Josh.
Josina Anderson had the report that the Patriots feel as though Trey Hendrickson costs is too much.
Right.
So they do not want...
But the Bengals have no leverage. The guy wants out. He has made it very clear.
Right.
They have done a terrible job contract negotiating. They're going to either have to just let him sit and rot the whole season and get nothing for him, or trade him for something. The Patriots are going to get him way cheaper than they should. Like, the cost should not be too high for a guy like Trey Hendrickson.
So then where is that coming from?
It's probably coming from somebody being cheap in the front office, and that's
stupid.
Who
do we think that is? I think it's Elliott Wolf.
But okay, so who do you think the person is for the Patriots that is the final decision maker on...
Kraft.
No. I'm saying between Elliott Wolf and Mike Vrabel, who is the final decision maker when it comes to getting guys?
I think it's Mike Vrabel.
I would agree with that. Courtney?
I would like to agree with that, but when I think about being cheap, I don't see Mike Vrabel being cheap. And if they're saying Trey Hendrickson is too expensive for them right now, I think Elliott Wolf, it goes Kraft, Elliott Wolf, and Mike Vrabel.
Well, unless Mike Vrabel thinks in the back of his mind that Elliott Wolf is going to be gone, he's going to have his guy running. He and his guy are going to run the draft.
Stretch.
And they want to hang on to those picks so that they have them because they're building long term.
That would make sense.
How about putting it this way? No matter who is making the decision, the status of their roster and the inability to have star players lies at the feet of the owner of the team. So
yes.
You can say, you know, he can delegate it to whoever he wants, but it's his organization. My lead's going to be about the Cowboys and a great Netflix documentary that I just started watching about America's team. Fascinating behind the scenes stuff that I thought I knew. I think it's very well done. You even have like George W. Bush and you have all the ex-Cowboys. It's really well done on Netflix.
Yeah, but I mean, Mike Vrabel may have been told that he has a longer runway than we might think he does. And so he may not have the same urgency, there's that word, that fans feel when it comes to this upcoming season. Like, he may feel like I improved this team by another three wins.
No way Mike Vrabel's thinking like that.
He's not thinking that's what he wants, but he may have been told, listen, this is a disaster and that's on us, meaning the ownership of the team.
Right.
And you got a significant amount of years here to get things right.
Mm-hmm.
And so he might not want to, spend draft picks now for this season when he feels like he's going to have a better option of getting a better player down the line. I don't know.
See, I don't go.
And maybe I'm making excuses.
Yeah, it sounds like you are because
That's fine.
I don't think I could see if they were like, oh, we don't have the money. We're at the cap, but they got plenty of money.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
I think they look at...
Where do you guys think short arms plays a bigger role, left tackle or the owner?
So I would say the owner. I look at and I say, Vrabel is the type of coach that comes in. What are they paying him, $15 million? Something along those lines?
Mike Vrabel?
Yeah, they paying him.
I don't know if it's that much.
Getting a good chunk of change.
Right. Yeah. So there's no way he comes in and goes, okay... Oh, if we can win two more games, that's a success. Take time. We'll be all right. We're planning for year 3 and 4. Like, no, he's probably looking at it. How can we win this year? And if you can get guys like a Terry McLaurin, Maybe, you know, maybe Micah Parsons might be way too much and you're not willing to spend that, which I think would be stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And you go, all right, we're going to stay away from him. But Trey Hendrickson, all right, like Shime said, he wants out. You offer up a second round pick, I think the Cincinnati Bengals will be all over that.
No, I don't get it. Believe me, I agree with the caller. I don't understand why you're not doing everything possible right now to continue to improve the football team.
If so, he wins seven games this year, what do you think?
I think seven games, they probably, the Crafts would probably say that's, they're happy with that.
No, I'm not talking about the Crafts, but what do you think the fans' reaction is to
seven wins?
Yes.
I mean,
it depends how Drake May looks. I mean, that's really what.
But if you're winning seven games, I don't think he looks that good.
I think there's a reasonable amount of the fan base that would be happy with that improvement.
See, I don't think so. I think the fans, even Vrabel said this the other day that
the fans just want competent football, Wiggy. They don't want to be embarrassed.
The fans all anticipate Mike Vrabel to have this team at 9 wins and really contending for a playoff spot, because even Mike said at his press conference, like, hey, temper down your expectations a little bit. We're all new coach. Remember he said that, like, we're coaching together?
Yeah.
So he knows that fans are not going to sit there and go, wait a second, you only had 6 or 7 wins?
Yeah. Well, we will get to talk to Mike Vrabel about this very thing in person on Monday morning on this show. So we will be at Gillette for a Mic'd Up Monday with Mike Vrabel Monday morning, and we'll see if we can get some answers on that. Can we open the window world of Boston weather window, please, Chris Scheim, for Chris Curtis? Curtis, if you could poke your head outside, it's a little chilly out there this morning.
Yeah, if you have errands to do, I would do them before work instead of after. About an inch and a half of rain coming in after 2 o'clock today in the greater Boston area. We need it.
Yeah.
It's going to linger till around mid-morning or early morning tomorrow and move through the region. It's going to be gorgeous this weekend in the upper 70s.
Okay.
However, if you are planning on boating this weekend, Erin is a feisty lady.
Yes.
Looking like waves off the coast of Block Island, 15 to 20 feet.
Oof.
7 to 10 feet in Buzzards Bay, and about 10 feet to 12 feet on the north shores of Boston into New Hampshire in Maine.
Okay. You could get a whole house full of windows installed for $99 a month. Just go to windowworldofboston.com. I'm going to start requiring photos for those who are participating in the Twitch chat.
Uh-oh.
Because I'm watching Twitch, and I watch the chat. I enjoy most of those who watch the show on Twitch or on YouTube every day. But I just saw Joey D. Scott say, dude, Greg is looking rough. Like, I don't know if that's a comment on my appearance or what it is, but I need a photo of Joey D. Scott so that I can take a look at what Joey D. Scott looks like.
You don't even need a photo, really. If somebody's talking about your looks, you know exactly what they're going to look like in return.
You think so?
Yes, yes. You always
do. I feel like I got a pretty good tan going.
Yes.
Looks like you got a new haircut.
I did. I feel like Nate didn't do me that full justice on this haircut. He went a little trim in the beard area, which honestly I like the beard to cover up my chins.
All right, so you like a thicker beard.
Yeah, but I mean, in general, I'm comfortable with the way I look, Joey.
As you should.
I love the salt and pepper beard. It looks electric.
It's wisdom.
Maybe I should start dyeing the thing.
No.
No.
Girls like salt and pepper.
Yeah, that's big.
What's your favorite
salt and pepper? Call Silver Fox, man.
What's your favorite salt and pepper song?
Greg hates salt and pepper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not a fan.
Push it.
Yeah, I played one song by them like my third day here, and Greg's like, never again.
Not a big fan.
Push it good.
All right.
Real good.
Let's get to this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Sean, I believe that is the cure. Am I correct about that?
Nailed it, Greg. Well done, sir.
Okay. Lead singer of that band, last name Smith. Anybody know?
No.
Alex Smith, former quarterback in the NFL?
No. Nah, it's Robert, I think. Robert Smith, Cure. And leads this morning brought to you by Subaru. Don't miss the Subaru of New England A Lot to Love event. It is going on right now, and there is so much to love. And you can find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com.
And hey, given the record-setting night, I want to commend Shime for picking the song Cure. Related? Yes. Is that why you did?
Yeah. I sure did, Curtis. Well, good, look at you.
Good job.
Record-setting, by far, the most money ever given in the 23 years of the WEEI Nesson Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. At last count last night, and there's still some dollars trickling in, but you had donated over $5.7 million. Previous record when it came to your donations was $4.9 million, and you got to go all the way back to 2008 for that. So well done by this audience. Extraordinarily well done. Shime, good morning.
Good morning, Greg. I've been doom and gloom at times, but I'm trying to inject some positivity into my life, especially about the New England Patriots. Austin Mock of The Athletic has his... Basically, he does a projection model, so similar to what a lot of sports books and stuff will do. They'll run a simulation 100,000 times, grab all the projection, like the records and the playoff odds and all that stuff, and kind of compile it into a nice, neat, easy-to-read chart, which I believe Mitch will have for you on Twitch. And according to Austin Mock's projection model, the Patriots are projected at about 8.4 wins this season. So as much as we... may have questions about the offensive line, about the weapons that Drake May has. Some people have questions about Drake May. All of those things need to be kind of, you know, maybe Mike Vrabel wasn't saying temper your expectations, but, like, relax a little bit. It's still preseason. It's still practice. Like, once the games come, things will be a little bit different. And this Patriots team looks to double their win total from the year before. And somewhere maybe even get close to 9 wins, maybe be closer to 8.
Also, Vegas always gets it spot on.
Yeah,
like that 8.5 number has been the number for a long time.
The Vegas over-under, as you pointed out, is still 8.5. It's slightly favored towards the under, but only -120. It's not that much, which is exactly what Austin Mock's projection model would indicate. So the Patriots also have like a 39% chance to make the playoffs. Not great, but I also think that in this projection model, the Steelers are probably too high, in my opinion. And so, like, there's an opportunity here for the Patriots to overcome one of those teams in front of them. And so just, you know, I understand I am part of the hysteria sometimes when it comes to concern and worry about the team. But at the same time, like, this team is going to be better than last year. We're going to have a good football season. It's going to be, there's going to be some ugly games. You might get spanked around by the Ravens or the Bills once or twice, but it's going to be fun. It's going to be a good football. It's going to be a legitimate football product, which is what we want.
Steelers projection too high from your perspective because you don't think Aaron Rodgers is going to get the job done.
Yeah, I just think this overrates Aaron Rodgers. I think the Steelers defense is aging. It's not as young and good as it has been in years past. And so I also just don't think that they have the offensive line and skill players to do much damage.
Where is the majority of the money? Can you tell people going more over or more under when it comes to betting
Patriots
on?
I don't have the numbers, Wiggy, at the moment, but the last time I saw, like, the Patriots over for a while was one of the most bet win totals out there.
That's why I think a lot of fans expect them to be 9 wins, right? I think a lot of fans expect them to be 9 wins, not 7 wins, if when you're going at this 8.5 total. And if you're a team that has 9 wins, then you're a legitimate playoff contender. You might not get in, depending on what the rest of the conference looks like. Mm-hmm. But if you're a 9-win team, you're literally right there knocking on the door. So, and that's why I think the expectations for this team a 9 wins. And if they end up with 6 or 7 wins, I don't think people are going to be happy about that.
No, I would not be happy with 6. I would be okay with 7. I would be delighted with 9. I think I had them at 9. Curtis, I think you had them at 10 at one point.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're still there.
I'm still there. I don't allow any of this nonsense in training camp to alter my opinion.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, Courtney will tell you I'm down to 4.
That's one lead down from Shime. Excellent. Thank you, Shime.
You're welcome.
More leads to come.
Do you like it, Shime, when the Patriots get spanked?
No. I prefer that for myself. Okay. I don't like watching it, Curtis. I like having it done.
Yeah. That's interesting.
Well, yeah. Noted.
More leads coming next.
What does possibility mean to you? That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more. With a donor advised fund from DAF Giving 360, they can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices. Next.
Well, the Red Sox head into a rare Wednesday off day with another loss, and you can talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original, WEEI. Unbelievable job by you, all of you, when it comes to the 23rd annual WEEI Ness and Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. At last count last night at about 11:15 p.m., you had donated a record amount of money, the most since 2008, and that is over $5.7 million to the Jimmy Fund and Dana-Farber. So you have our lifelong thanks for that and for what you do every time we ask at this radio station. So thank you for that. Could I offer leftover from vacation a couple quick Odyssey appreciation words, one of which for Dominic, who is from Plymouth and works for Boar's Head. And I met Dominic on the ferry from Nantucket, and he listens to this show every day. Yes, Sean?
Boar's Head is in the Cold Cuts?
Yes.
Ooh, excellent.
What did you think?
I was thinking it was about Ken.
I wasn't sure. I just wanted to double check.
Yes, as in the Cold Cuts. Do you have a favorite there, Shime? Or is it the bologna or the liverwurst? Or
I do love bologna.
Salami.
They also, I'm pretty sure Boar's Head has a great, like, buffalo chicken.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The salami's all good, right, too.
I'm waiting for Greg to say Gruyere or something weird.
And also to Bill and Kristen from Drake It, who are everyday listeners of the show on the Odyssey app. Mm-hmm. And so another way you can listen. We have multiple radio stations all over New England that we have assembled for you. But If you're having trouble or you're on a different schedule, you can always listen on the Odyssey app. Just download the app and listen to us whenever you want, whenever it's convenient for you.
Could I give an app appreciation as well?
Of course,
Brian, who used to do Twitch for us, he does the afternoon show now, or midday show for Twitch. He has a friend who is a platoon leader in Alaska, listens to our show every single day, and was dying to get a Greg Hill Roadshow t-shirt.
So
Brian got one for him. I just sent Mitch the photo of him, but his friend is like a massive, massive fan of the show. His name's Jared. So good morning to Jared in Alaska, a platoon leader.
Wiggy, is it morning in Alaska?
I have no clue. don't they have a
good point?
Yeah, I don't know where are they behind us, ahead of us.
Behind us.
Is it still like midnight there?
Yeah, don't they have a time where they go like all daylight and all nighttime?
Yeah, they
sometime?
Do that.
There is the longest day of the year, yes, I believe.
I think the
lightest day of the year or whatever.
Don't they have like a month or something where they go?
Is it a full month of daylight? I don't know that it's a full month. I think it's without
daylight.
Yeah, something like that. I wasn't sure if it was.
Well, they have both. They have the longest day and the shortest day. That's how it works. It's all part of the same thing.
Currently 3 a.m.
We'll have to ask Sarah Palin. Curtis has her on speed dial. All right.
She was a fox.
All right. Let's continue with some leads. Curtis, good morning.
Good morning. So I'm two episodes into, I think, a 7 or 8-part docuseries that dropped on Netflix this week. America's Team, The Gambler and His Cowboys. So two really massive takeaways for me. One, I don't care about anything else. Robert Kraft doubled the success that Jerry Jones experienced after purchasing the Cowboys and had a two separate dynasties within his ownership. Jerry Jones couldn't control the coach and the team and whatever, the roster control, for more than two Super Bowls with Jimmy Johnson. The notion that Jerry Jones has got a bust in the Hall of Fame and Robert Kraft is on the outside looking in is obscene, no matter how what you think about his recent decisions, whatever else.
Yeah.
It is such an affront that Jerry Jones is there and Robert isn't. Secondly, Jerry Jones was bold when he bought that team. The Herschel Walker trade, the firing of Tom Landry, all of these incredibly unpopular decisions. He was almost ran out of Dallas because he was an Arkansas guy who fired Tom Landry and made all these mistakes. They started out 1-15. But that's how they were able to find guys like Emmitt Smith and Troy Aikman, and Michael Irvin was there before he arrived. The way in which the Patriots are going to get back to prominence is not steadfastly building a boring roster. You are going to have to swing, as Wiggy has alluded to, for a guy like DK Metcalf. You're going to have to bring in game changers. If Micah Parsons is available for a first-round pick, you get Micah Parsons. And I think, lastly, the decision that I think most mirrors what the Cowboys did was Kraft allowing Belichick to stay with Brady in 2001. I don't think we talk about that specifically enough because I know Wiggy thinks they still won the Super Bowl. That was the boldest decision that Robert Kraft made, and it yielded dividends. I think the Patriots need to be back being bold, not patient.
Do they? I'm sure they do, but do they get to the devastating loss to the Packers, that playoff game?
With Dez Bryant?
Yeah, they were up by, like, I don't know, like 3 touchdowns.
I'll never forget where I was
quarter.
When that play happened.
Yeah.
Is that the catch play?
Yeah.
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 So it's how many episodes?
I think it's 7. I'm early on, so I'm still in the mid-90s right now.
Oh, okay. So it's almost like Celtic City where they go throughout the decades and stuff like that, Curtis? It doesn't just stick on the mid-90s team?
No, and they do a pretty good job. I think everybody that was a part of it is on it. They don't avoid the difficult stories and the craziness that the Cowboys had. So
okay.
Should be interesting. They'll go Parcells years will be interesting.
Yep. All right, Curtis, that lead was nice. We are going to get to the rest of the leads coming up next.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.